Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, welcome to Couples Therapy on The Buzz, where we get you on the couch, and we pick your brain, and we figure it out. A lot of times couples have things they need to work out.
Well, you know, and you need an unbiased opinion sometime, and you need a friend to lean on, and that's where we come in.
That's
all
right.
Of us. We're
that's
all
right.
Therapists. So if you need a little different perspective on something, you just let us know, 222-2899. But we do have a listener who wants to talk about what her issue is with her husband. This is going to be a tough one, though, so think about how you would handle it and then call us.
Yeah, give us a call and be the therapist here today. Okay, good morning. Go ahead.
Okay, well, so my husband's like a handy guy, and he did work on my sister's house. That's great. But then my sister gave him, you know, she's super nice, and she gave him a Home Depot gift card as a thank you.
Oh, cool.
But my sister doesn't have money, okay? It's like a known thing. She doesn't have money to give, okay? And my husband accepted the gift card, and so I'm just kind of mad at him for accepting the gift card when he knows she doesn't have the money to do that. So, I don't know. He feels like it was awkward not to accept it. I think he shouldn't have. What do you think?
Yeah.
See, this is a tough one, isn't it? 222-2899. You guys got to help out in couples therapy.
Yeah.
What do you say, Scotty?
Not because he's a guy, but I'm just going to go on his side, because if you go do something, she's premeditated in this. She already had purchased the gift card. Right. So
did she?
Wait. He does the job and she gives him the gift card. She must have gotten it before. Right.
I was thinking it was a couple, like more than one day. I don't know. I guess all the jobs that I do, the DIY projects take forever. Okay, yeah, you're right. So she already had it.
And
sure.
It's embarrassing to just, like, my father-in-law does this to me all the time. Not gives me money, but he'll do stuff, and I'll be like, or he'll even go to the grocery store and bring stuff for like the babies, you know, like.
And what do you do?
And
do
I'll
you
be
give
like,
him anything?
I try, but he won't let me. So
see?
I'm like, so like, yeah, okay. So like, all right, thank you.
Oh,
now I've just gotten to the point where I'm like, thank you, you're the best. So I think it's fine for him to accept that, even though your sister isn't that well off, like you said.
I don't know. See? I just feel like it's family and you don't accept it from family.
Thank you. I agree. I don't feel like you, and I think you and I are in the minority here, because I don't think you should pay family either. You just reciprocate with another kind gesture. Like, okay, thank you for helping me fix my sink. Now, the next time you need my help, I'm there for you. I'm your girl. No,
right.
You can't exchange money with family. That's weird.
You know, you're not negotiating. Listen, I'll do it for $100, but it's like, you know,
no,
if it happens to be like, here you go.
It's the you scratch my back, I scratch your back. That's how we roll.
You're Italian, though. Like, you would not accept it if people wouldn't take something. You're like, no, you got, like, I know. All of you Italian families are like, don't you dare not accept this. Don't you dare not eat this pasta. Don't you dare not.
It is weird. My sister did give me a very generous gift for watching her nephew during, you know, when the whole March, from March to the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I felt very uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable. I don't want to accept that. I'm doing it because I'm your sister, because I love you. I don't want anything. Very awkward.
But I did take it because she wouldn't take it back.
Well, let's see.
Anyhow,
let's see. Buzz listeners are calling it 222-2899. 222-BUZZ.
Thank you.
That'll be $60.
Why are you trying to get money from everybody?
I'm sorry, $90.
On the Buzz, Spisano and Sandy in our couples therapy session today.
You guys, okay. So think about it this way. If a family member gave you something, money.
Yeah.
Or, well, let's just say money, some kind of money, gift card or money. Mm-hmm. But you know they can't. They're not good for it. They can't. Not that they're not good for it, but they
can't afford it.
Yeah, you know that hurts.
Money's tight.
Would you accept it? Would you take it?
So you do a little odd job for a family member, and they're like, oh, thanks, honey. Here, take this.
Yeah, and that's what happened to our Buzz listener who was just on the air with us. If you're just joining the show, Couples Therapy, she said her husband took the Home Depot gift card that her sister gave him for doing some work on the house. But she's like, honey, why did you take that? You know she can't afford it. You don't accept that.
See, money is cut and dry, or, you know, something exchanged is cut and dry. You do something and you get something back. When you leave it open-ended like that, next thing you know, like the job that you did for, say you changed a light socket in the wall, or, you know, an electrical plug in the wall for your sister-in-law. Nah, don't worry about it. You hit me back sometime. Next thing you know, it's like, well, we're moving. Can we borrow your truck for 2 days?
And what's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's not even.
It's family.
It's not even. It's got to be even.
You don't have to always be even. So you think
the family that's dead. That when your dad buys something at CVS for the kids, he has to buy one for every person. It's down to the penny. Yes.
That's like what keeps him up at night if he hasn't played it fair with all the kids. I know it's weird, but whatever. He takes it to the extreme. But what I'm saying is that, so in your mind, they are alleviating some guilt from themselves.
Yes.
If they give you something because they don't want to have to be there when you ask something bigger. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. It's let's terrible. Just keep it even. They're one offs. It's a one off. It's like, here you go. Boom. Thanks. Now we're even. If you're going to offer me money, I'm going to put up a tiny little fight. Then I'm going to take it because really deep down inside, I want that money. I'm happy.
Of course you do. Thank you for being so honest.
Of course.
You absolutely love it when your father-in-law gives you things. You're like,
wonderful. It's not like I expect it. Like I didn't, like if I went to my sister-in-law's and did an odd job for her, I wouldn't expect her to give me money. But if she's going to give me money, I'll take it. Everybody thinks like that.
It does make you feel uncomfortable, though. 222-2899. Family member you helped out. They're returning the favor by giving you a gift card. You know they can't really afford it. Do you accept the gift card?
So you don't. You give it back.
Well, see, now I say that because I don't think you should exchange money with family. I say that, but my sister did just that, and I feel horrible. I mean, the gift card's still sitting on the counter. I'm like, I'll probably just re-gift it back to her. I don't know what to do with it.
See, now that would be an insult.
See, that's what my husband said.
It's an insult. Take it. Say thank you.
Is it?
You really do mean it, right? You do mean thank you. Like, thank you.
But does the person really mean it when they give it to you if they can't afford it? Or if they're struggling? If they need it more than you do, I don't want anyone to feel like a charity case because nobody wants to feel that way. But if they need it more than you do they really want to give it to you, or are they doing it because they feel like they have to?
Listen, you can't get into the minds of people. You really don't know their motivation, whether they, you know, what, you know, maybe she had a scratch off and she got some money and gave it to him. Didn't cost her a thing. You never know. So you just got to say thank you. Hi, Tobias. How are you? So would you take money from a family member?
It depends if he used money, like if he had to go to the store to buy equipment or a part for the job, then yes. I could see taking money, but generally, no, you shouldn't take money from family members.
And how do you do it, though? What do you know how it turns into that little battle? No, take it. No, I don't want it. No, take it. Okay, this is awkward now.
You just got to be awkward with family, I guess. I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is a good one. Thanks for listening to The Buzz. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.